Wednesday's groundbreaking had everything you'd expect. Fake-looking shovels and plenty of hard hats worn by people who don't normally wear them. But it also brought a refreshing dose of honesty. City Manager Darren Atterbury started out his remarks by describing a recent conversation with a new resident of Northern Colorado.
I, of course, asked, well, what do you like about Fort Collins? She says, I love Fort Collins. I love everything about it. But she said, the mall really sucks.
In a nutshell, it's not as cool as it used to be to hang out at the Foothills Mall. Over the last decade, the city has struggled to revitalize the 1970s facility, considering five proposals and three ownership models. The final $300 million plan includes a retail space that's half open air and half indoors.
Number one is community pride. This is going to be a differentiator.
Included in this project are things that make Fort Collins better.
Fort Collins Mayor Karen Wykenot says the city is also committed to improving infrastructure around the mall. That includes an underpass to connect Foothills to the new Mason Street corridor, where rapid transit will launch this spring. It's part of an overall $53 million incentive package the city offered to mall owner Alberta Development Partners.
These are important to our community, and the second piece of that is that it stimulates the activity in this area.
And activity is something that's been lacking here. City officials say net taxable sales are about half of what they were compared to a decade ago. On Wednesday, there was a slow trickle of traffic next to the Sears entrance. Carrie Petruso is the manager of Lens Crafters. She was standing outside moving boxes from a dolly into her SUV.
It's not as busy as it used to be, but it will be soon.
Petruso says mall traffic has definitely declined, and like some businesses, Lens Crafters has decided to close while the mall is being renovated. Other shops are staying open.
We're just really excited that it's finally happening. So yeah, we're jazzed about this.
Around the corner, an excavator started tearing down a wall at the space that used to be occupied by Mervyn's.
Every building comes down out here except for the Macy's and part of the interior quarter of the mall, so you'll see a lot of demolition. Then you'll see the new buildings coming back up.
Don Probost is with mall owner Alberta Development Partners. He says his company is a couple of months away from announcing which tenants it signed to be part of the redeveloped mall. So will a town known for microbrews have a microbrewery at its new mall?
You'll see a lot of restaurants serving beer. We're talking to a few concepts that may do on-site brew pubs.
Ultimately, Probo says that the mall redesign will come down to offering a unique sense of place and environment. And that's important as brick-and-mortar stores are increasingly competing with online retailers.
I think that ultimately you got to provide a different experience. And if you can provide a different experience, people will come out for that.
So someday soon, it may be cool to hang out at the mall here again. Developers will find out when the redesign is completed just in time for the 2015 holiday shopping season. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.